Is that surround sound?
That was surround. That was a wow. That was a Dolby 5.1.
I think that was. But I heard a different sound in there than usual. A little higher pitched.
Oh,
did
really?
You hear that? That
no, was, I didn't. Let's run it again.
Let's try
press
again.
The button again.
Okay. I definitely heard it again. I heard it again.
Well, I haven't pressed the Dolby surround sound button in a long time. You know, when was the last time?
I have a hypothesis. It might be Karen Foreman sitting next to you.
What?
What?
Robert, you can't look at me because you face the microphone.
Welcome to the Scheid Show. My name is Brian Girard. I'm alongside, of course, Greg Hoyt.
Yes.
Unfortunately, Robert Scheid. And what? Today...
Thanks for making it this week,
God,
Robert.
I'm here every week.
Today we have a special guest.
We do. You are here with a stack of papers. What's going on?
I
what
am.
Is that?
Well, I have brought along a little Burning Man pop quiz. Because I heard that I was going to be your Burning Man expert, and that I did put in quotes, because I've only been once, so that's kind of ridiculous.
When did you go? 1984?
No, I just went in 2010.
When did it start?
2010.
A long time ago.
1814.
Vintage
that is,
Americana.
That is incorrect.
Burning Man is vintage Americana.
Where was the first location of Burning Man?
Salem, Massachusetts.
Salem,
wrong.
Massachusetts.
Plymouth
it was
Rock.
Actually
Plymouth
burning,
Rock.
It was incorrect. Burning Woman, and they burned witches.
Oh, that's right. Of course. That makes
vintage
sense.
Americana.
Yeah. Salem.
That is incorrect.
Oh.
And it has then migrated to 2010, which is now a place where people run around naked and light themselves on fire.
That's what I've heard. I'm ready for this quiz.
You guys really need an education.
While high on peyote.
Get started.
Well, right.
Doing vision quests.
Just a little backstory.
Karen is passing out.
We have been fascinated with Burning Man.
Yeah. Ooh, paper.
That's a real quiz.
We have been fascinated with Burning Man, mostly because none of us really know what it is.
Correct.
So we make it up in our mind of what we think it is. So we have invited the Burning Man expert, Karen Foreman.
I'm terrified
expert,
of it.
Expert, yeah. In quotes.
And
expert.
You know what? Expert. Usually when I try to learn something about something, I don't initially take a quiz on it. So this is a very new way of approaching learning.
Yeah, it's hard to be tested on something that you have no idea about.
You guys, I don't want to hear excuses.
Okay, are we going
actually, these are just conversation starters.
What do we do?
You can just read it out loud.
All right, I'll read the first one here.
All right, Robert, you lead the first one.
Here we go. Which one of these words describes where everyone lives at Burning Man? So here are the four options. Campground, playa, co-op, or commune? That's a good question.
I vote playa.
You know, I've heard that as well.
Where is the option for outer space?
Excellent. Can we do write-ins?
Can
I
we
think
do
you
write-ins?
Should just write in.
Let
outer
me write
space.
In E, which is after D.
I'm
going to
choose
space.
Playa.
We're adding.
Choice.
I'm going to choose playa, but Greg is adding an E, and that is a space station.
Excellent.
Outer space slash
space station.
Very viable option.
Be very, very specific. Do we find out the right answers as we go?
Yeah, let's
do that. Okay. So what is the correct answer there?
It is actually B, playa.
Ah, look at
that. What did you guess, Robert?
I said playa.
So you both got it right.
That is correct.
So far, I'm 100%, yeah.
I got it wrong. I should put an X.
In a 100% oxygen-enriched environment, burning anything would be a very bad idea. So,
right.
Space station, not good.
But I have to say that the pictures that I've seen look like
the
people are
space
from
age.
Other planets.
Yeah. That's
it's like
very
that
likely.
Mel Gibson movie. What was that?
Maybe Waterworld.
Mad Max.
Waterworld.
Gregory, take the next one.
I don't think so.
He directed that one, too. What? Okay. Question number two.
Mm-hmm.
What is MOOP? A.
I have an idea already.
Matter out of place. B. Burning Man word for what your poop looks like after a few days. C. The latest Burning Man scoop. D. That is not a word and has no meaning. Okay.
I'm going to have to go with B. Because I think it's sort of a liquid format of fecal matter.
Oh my
Brian,
God.
How about you?
That is not a word that has any meaning.
Oh, you're going with D.
I'm going with D.
I'm going with B.
That is a made-up word coming straight from Karen Foreman's
mind
demented
of Karen
mind.
Foreman.
Demented mind, he said.
Great
I'm going with A, matter out of place.
Let's hear it.
And
the winner.
Greg gets the kudos.
Oh!
Matter out of place. Very important. You cannot ever leave Moop around.
Matter
like,
out of place.
You have to clean all of your stuff up when you leave. You cannot have any matter out of place. We literally were picking up little pieces of rug.
Really?
Like little tiny pieces of rug on the last day.
Well, hello.
No,
you're not supposed
trash.
To bring a rug when you go camping.
That's true.
No, it was like a big, huge carpet for the entire camp.
That doesn't make it any better. It just makes it bigger.
Doesn't make it
Everybody
right.
has rugs. I'm serious. Like, rugs are kind of a big...
That's
in
true.
Fact, I have
it,
friends that
prevents
put, like, oriental rugs in the middle of their camps.
Do they burn...
And they really dress it up.
Do they burn $100 bills as well?
There's, no, was, there's no burning of $100 bills.
You don't know that.
That's true. I don't
Thank
know
you.
That for sure.
Do there is a camp up? That they burn $100
yeah,
bills
that's what they're called. They're the
on the playa.
Burning $100 bill
bills
camp.
Camp.
I have a question.
Wow. Yes.
Why don't they have the same word apply to Mount Everest or the, any of the Woodstock festival
days? Higher elevation.
Moop?
Yeah. Yeah. Moop.
Matter out of place. Why didn't
know.
They do that?
Well, Burning Man's just super strict on you not leaving any trace at all that you're there.
Why isn't Mount Everest as strict?
I think most people just die when they...
Well, you know, see, most campers
so
don't
they're
actually...
They're leaving a lot of Moop up
they
on
are.
Mount
Like their bodies.
Like their bodies, specifically, and the clothes
all
the, on.
All those oxygen
all the
tanks.
Exactly.
Yeah.
All those Sherpas.
And then also all that
Sherpas.
All that Moop.
Littered with Sherpas.
That
the
is
fecal
matter Moop.
No, not really.
Robert,
not
that was
right
not, that's not
that,
the right
that,
answer.
So
you're
I shouldn't
wrong.
I shouldn't use that phrase?
No.
No.
So we're tied as how smart we
so
are.
So far we are tied.
That's right.
I'm
going
to take
Good
the next one.
Greg,
but before I go to the next one, just exactly where does Burning Man take place?
Black Rock City, Nevada.
Black Rock City,
about
Nevada.
About a 13-hour drive from here.
And actually, is that right that Black Rock City, Nevada does not exist until Burning Man happens?
That is correct.
I'm going to write
I hope,
down.
Is that a question?
Oh, it's not a question.
Ah, it was a good one. All right. Did you get all that?
Did you get it?
Don't forget to cross your T's.
I did, and dotted right. my I's.
Brian.
What is not a class at Burning Man?
Mm.
A, horn making. B, naked yoga.
Ooh.
C, tango. D, how to monkey chant.
Okay.
Wow.
What is not a class at Burning Man?
I would say middle class. I'm going with E, there is no middle class.
At Burning
at
Man.
At Burning Man. I'm going with
So you're
E.
adding an
you're
extra
adding
I'm adding one. I'm adding one.
Write it in, Brian.
I'm writing it in.
I'm not going to write it in because it was a poor execution of a marginal joke.
Oh.
I didn't... It's not a joke.
Oh.
It's real.
He's really thinking that that's...
I think that's
not
answer.
Present at
she,
Burning Man.
She did a typo here and wrote how to monkey chat. So I figured she probably also left out
I messed up.
E accidentally. So... Who knows? I'm waiting to find out.
I'm sorry, Greg. Go ahead.
No, please, Brian.
I'm going to choose naked yoga because that would just immediately be called an orgy.
That's crazy.
I heard that's what Brian...
What do you think Burning Man is?
Seriously.
If not an orgy.
Hang on. That's
naked
question
anything 10. is absolutely a class there.
Let's
naked
go.
Suicide's probably a class there.
Yeah.
Is that right?
Probably.
Karen, yes or no?
No.
Yes. Good. Moving on. Horn making is not a class at Burning Man. That is my guess.
All right. Let's
Anyone
hear
else?
What the answer is.
What did you? What was
I
your
said,
guess?
I said naked
yoga.
Yoga.
And what was
yeah.
yours? Oh, you picked
middle
your own,
class.
You picked your own answer. Well, that was actually a trick question. Those are all classes at Burning Man.
Oh,
I got it right.
Yeah.
So he got it right.
Middle class.
Yeah, I guess Robert kind of... Well,
thank you.
No,
thank
you don't
you.
Get credit for that question,
what?
Though.
You don't get credit.
That's
because you've
not
added
fair.
It in. I
so
know.
So we all are
but
wrong.
Hang on a second.
We're all wrong.
We're all wrong, Robert.
We're all
just
wrong.
Take your
that
medicine.
That was my fault. I will take a minus
That's
one.
Karen
that
pulling
question.
A bamboozle on us all.
Yeah, I
all
right.
I feel like I've
Brian.
Seen a picture oh. on Facebook, which yeah. is a new social networking site that you guys all should check out.
No.
You
right.
can put
Facebook,
a poll.
I've heard about that. Do you think if we actually save Facebook enough, then maybe they would sponsor our show?
Guys,
no,
but
we can get it for free.
Facebook is free, and it's been
no,
around for
you can
years.
Get it for free, and you can post pictures and videos
I'm sure you to
on
pay for it. You
the website.
Guys,
for
you are all
if
wrong.
If we mention it enough, we could get sponsored.
I mean, all
and
do
then
is
we could get it for free?
If we
yes.
say it like at least 10 times in 20 minutes, we'll definitely get something.
It's already free.
Facebook.
Guys, we're on Facebook already.
I just end up saying fuck a lot after I try to say Facebook.
Greg.
Listen. Facebook.
Now you're just doing that on purpose.
No, that really happened organically.
No, I don't think
yeah,
it did.
I don't think so.
So wait a minute, we're on Facebook already?
Yeah, and we're also on to the next question.
Bing!
Wow, and
what?
It's Greg's turn.
Sorry. Yeah, thank you.
You're out.
Robert, what is a ground score?
Ooh, I know this. Sports.
A, goal during bowling. Okay.
Get it right, Paige. Get it right, Paige.
Yeah, all right.
Goal
A,
during boning.
That's what she said.
Hey-o. Okay, question. What is a ground score? A, goal during Burning Man Desert Field Game. B, something cool found on the ground the morning after. C, getting down with someone on the ground.
Mm-hmm.
D, all of the above.
Wow.
Whoa.
Interesting.
This is the trickiest one yet.
Well, you know where I'm
there
going.
There is actually a
you know where I'm going
answer
with this. Getting down with someone on the ground.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. Hey, oh, hey. Yeah. The Burning Man. Yeah, Burning Man, I'm naked.
I'm on the ground.
I'm going to ground.
Hey, man, look at ground. Look at those two. They're scoring on the ground.
That's a ground score on the ground.
Hey, Robert, come over here. I just found these two people on the ground. I think they're scoring.
Hey, leave me alone. I'm on the ground. I'm a ground score.
I don't think I'm convinced.
Let's do a monkey chant, Robert.
I took that class.
Okay. Well, Robert, what's your guess?
Well, I would have to say that it's something cool found on the ground the morning after, which could be two people having completed getting down on the ground. So I'm going with B.
Moop.
Yes.
Moop.
I'm going to actually see. Golden. I'm going to go with Robert. I've never agreed with Robert on anything in my entire life.
What?
And this will
this is momentous.
Never
this is
happen again. I will go with B as well. Something cool found on the ground the morning after.
What's the answer, Karen, for
Karen?
Me?
Wait. I chose C, getting down with someone on the ground.
Oh,
that was what that whole
list
was.
Sorry.
Oh!
It is something cool found on the ground in the morning.
Yeah!
Because people get very drunk and high and leave a lot of really cool items on the ground.
Like
people
Burns,
are like, oh, ground
$100
score.
Bills.
Like a cool, like a cool jacket et cetera, et cetera. And
cool.
Not $100 bills because no one.
Because they would be burnt up.
Oh, right.
No, they burn them up.
Ashes
yeah, exactly.
Blowing
right.
through the air. Well,
good
looks
job,
like
people.
Robert and
Robert.
I are in the lead now.
Yes, we are.
Brian
moving.
Has some catching
so
up.
Got
too.
One ahead. Anyway.
Moving forward, I'll probably get this next. I'm going to get the next three correct. Probably,
okay.
Anyway.
Good prediction.
A burn. Just a true or false question. True or false.
Switching it up.
I hope everyone listening is keeping track of their own scores because the winners at home receive a consolation prize as well,
which is a free subscription to Facebook and
on
the Shide Show.
Facebook.
No, guys,
we're gonna have to get that pitch right.
No,
we ran through it before
the
show.
I think everybody at home knows that both the Shide Show and Facebook are free.
Shide Show is expensive.
No,
I heard.
That's exactly right.
It's very expensive. You have to actually apply to it at theshideshow@gmail.com. Then Robert has to send you a picture of himself, an autographed headshot.
Wow.
At which point,
nude.
It's pretty expensive to do that.
Which is expensive.
Yeah.
At which point, whoever the recipient then needs to send an autographed headshot of themselves back to Rob.
And that's a dollar. Did you know that that's the
$1.25, depending upon what part of the country.
Oh.
Yep.
All right. Let me just make a statement.
Please
that
do.
If any other person who has been to Burning Man more than once, who's
mm-hmm.
listening to this show right now,
mm-hmm.
has differing information, please feel free to speak up.
Oh,
call,
we understand.
Call in right now.
Call in to the show.
Right now.
You guys
right
do
now.
Call-ins, right?
Yeah,
yeah
we do call-ins.
Do.
And this is
okay,
live.
Good.
Well, here's a good question.
Okay.
Whenever it is listened
where's the phone,
to, it is
though?
Live.
I don't see a phone.
Oh, no, don't worry about
what
it don't.
Yeah. Bluetooth?
Yeah. We have our sound guy, John Danovic,
yeah,
is in the next room.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
He handles all incoming and outgoing traffic. John!
Nothing.
Yep.
Yep.
There's no
just
phone
saying
calls.
Hey.
There's no
okay.
phone calls.
He's manning the phones. What do they make Burning Man virgins do upon entrance? A, ring a bell and scream, I'm no longer a virgin! Rub dust from the ground all over your body. Lie on the ground and make dust angels or strip naked.
I'm going to go with E, all of the above.
Ooh, ouch.
There is no all of the above.
Greg, what are you doing?
A, ring a bell and scream, I'm no longer a virgin.
You know, I think it's going to have to be C, making dust angels.
So I have some sad news. I cannot tell you the answer to that question because
what?
If you guys go to Burning Man, then you'll
God.
Know.
Oh,
and you won't get to prepare. But after you go, we will have a chit-chat about it because
God.
One of you was right.
Man, God. This is horrible.
I was right.
I was
Marketing
right. I got it correct. Bingo.
Correct.
Give all of yourselves
I bet Brian got
Brian
it right.
Brian was wrong.
I can't. I don't want to ruin your experience. So I
That
want
would
you guys
ruin
to,
it.
Yeah, it would ruin your
How experience. Do you acquire things at Burning Man?
Ooh, you.
A, steal. B, barter. C, you can't.
Mm-hmm.
D,
money.
That's easy.
Yeah.
You steal it.
Okay.
Well, I don't agree. you can't.
See,
you cannot get things at Burning Man.
Yes, you can. Things. You just go and take it.
Okay. It's possible.
Robert?
We already learned that you can wake up in the morning and find Moop. So clearly.
And I've heard stories of Burning Man where someone just... You have a lovely couple that are at Burning Man walking
around. Making love
and there's
while
a, there's
walking.
A, what, making love
ground
whilst
scoring.
Walking.
They're ground scoring.
They're
yeah.
walk
and someone else will walk by and be like, I'm going to take that. And then they do.
Wow.
They're like,
do
your
they have
girlfriend?
A gun?
No, they just say, I'm taking it. I'm stealing,
like I'm taking your girlfriend.
Stealing your girlfriend.
Wow.
She's now mine.
I heard if the guy ever sets his girl down, she's considered moop.
And you can pick her up.
You can totally pick her up
and throw her into outer space.
And then maybe hope for a ground score.
Well, I'm going to say B, barter. I'm going to say B, barter.
Robert takes it once again.
I hate Robert. I've never liked Robert.
Yeah. I've never liked Robert anyway.
All right. Well.
Question 70.
How does one stay clean? How does one stay clean at Burning Man? Out in the middle of the desert, a lot of dust, a lot of wind.
Yep. A lot of dirt. Sex, a lot of residue. No, okay.
So one, clearly, how does
what
one
happens
stay
when
clean?
You have sex in the desert there? It's just like dust residue happening? That's just kind of
it's extremely dusty there.
Yeah.
Okay, so how does one stay clean? A, spit rag, probably. B, baby wipes, hardly. C, build your own showers, yeah, right. D, plan on it to stay dirty, probably yes. E, all of the above.
No, any.
Any of the above.
What kind of guys need to go back to school for reading.
Answer.
I don't have...
I need to go back to school for grammar. So.
I don't have good eyesight.
Okay.
You just had LASIK done.
You did?
Dr. Maloney in Beverly Hills.
Do you think if we say that enough times?
I've already
Maloney,
free
Maloney, Dr. Maloney,
Dr. Maloney, Dr. Maloney, Dr. Maloney.
Fuck.
He went there again, Greg.
I have a lot of trouble with those tongue twisters.
Yeah.
Especially with a lot of F's in it.
Yeah. Dr. Maloney doesn't have
Robert,
any
Robert, how does one stay clean?
Silent.
I'm
going
to say any of the above because I know baby wipes is the answer, but any of the above, that qualifies for baby wipes. Perfect.
Any of the above ultimately has to always be the right answer.
That is correct, which
Greg,
is why you
so
should go
right
with
it's just true.
Spit rag.
I go with A. No.
I'm going with E, any of the above, too.
Yay.
I need a win. I need a win here.
Greg, I've noticed you've been yelling a lot in the side show.
I'm angry.
Yeah.
The last time you were yelling.
He has a lot of yelling.
Well, that question was a gimme. You know you're a burner when you have more fur in your closet than on your pets. Does your closet mean in your pants? What does that mean? Is that a
It's literally
euphemism?
A closet. There is no euphemism.
Oh, sorry. All right. You are crowned king of the land yacht art car. You look at virgins with nostalgia.
Virgins?
Those would be probably burning virgins.
Ah.
You think good. Bacon is a food group.
Did you do research online for this quiz, Robert?
No.
How much did you look up online?
Look, that's just obvious. A virgin, clearly.
Brian, did you know that?
I would have had no idea.
I just put two and two together, gentlemen.
Well, aren't you the smarty pants?
Well, we'll find out at the end of the quiz when we tally the score. Greg, what's your answer?
Jeez. You know you're a burner when... You look at virgins with nostalgia.
Clearly.
I'm going to say B. You're a crowned king of the land yacht... Land yacht... Whatever that is. Mm-hmm. Land yacht...
I'm going to say that it's going to end up being A... because it clearly can't be bacon. I'd say probably 90% of the people at Burning Man are probably vegan. What's the right answer?
Actually, I realized I should have put E, all of the above. So,
all of these are right.
Of these are right.
Explain the bacon thing.
There are bacon camps at Burning Man. There were two on the same block that we went to one day.
Did they fight?
I love bacon.
But there was one that was clearly better than the other. But my friend runs a camp called Bacon Without Borders.
Mm.
So there was that one, and there was just another bacon camp. And so literally it's like, oh, that's my meal, bacon. It becomes like a food camp.
Time out. So do they actually bring in like...
They bring in pounds, like hundreds of pounds of bacon and cook it every day, all day long. There's a lot of like camps like that that just have stuff being prepared all day long. And you can just go there and get whatever they're serving for free.
Mm.
And then other things you have to barter for.
What do you mean? You just go and steal it.
Well, there is stealing that happens, but it's not condoned. Mm-hmm. And then there's also a lot of gifting that happens. That is very condoned.
It's not
people condoned. Bring gifts to give out, or just when you're there, you'll be inspired and give a gift or get a gift. So I was given this earring by my friend Fernanda.
That's beautiful. So if you eat too much bacon, do you moop?
Oh, Robert.
On the ground, and then when it rains, it becomes moop. I would like to say...
Thank you for correcting that sentence.
I would like to go to the $100 bill camp and be gifted all of the $100
bills.
There
is no $100 bill camp, but there is a Barbie death camp where Barbies are set on fire, I believe, at one point.
I don't think they
like that idea.
Death camp. There's a death camp at Burning Man?
Yeah,
Barbie death.
It's horrible.
It's Barbie death,
people.
There's a death
camp.
Okay, we only have a couple more here.
Let's move it along. I know this has taken a long time.
The only time...
Pun intended.
Thank you.
The only time oomps oomps music is not playing.
Oomps 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 oomps.
The only time this is not playing at Burning Man is Night of the Temple Burn.
Interesting.
Is that true or false?
True. If there's oomps oomps music going when the temple burns down, Jesus is coming down from heaven to turn it off.
Different temple.
Exactly.
I believe. Same different temple. I'm gonna say true.
I also say true.
You are correct.
Excellent.
It is so eerily quiet because you're literally 24/7 hearing oomps oomps music.
And then all of a sudden...
It never gets turned off. And then suddenly it's completely quiet and all you hear is flames and fire. It's really stunning, actually. It's quite
beautiful. The man and there's the temple.
Yeah, the man
and the temple is
gets
supposed
burned,
to be the woman,
but
right?
That is... There's music and a lot of stuff happened. We were actually performing at the time that was happening.
Cool. Gotcha.
But the temple, everybody surrounds it in their art cars or whatever, and everything shuts down and it just burns because the whole week people are putting prayers in the temple.
Wow.
It's actually really beautiful and very moving, and so it gets burned on the last night and it's very quiet. It's pretty
nice. That's really cool.
Please describe what Burning Man is in one sentence. Greg, you start.
Oh God, you don't want me to start.
I think you are going to.
One sentence. Can I write it as I say it?
You can do whatever you
like. I think you should say it out loud.
I think those writing sounds.
Please describe what Burning Man is in one sentence. Burning Man is a place where people go to lose their minds. Period.
I'd say that's pretty accurate.
That's good.
Yeah.
Wow.
That works for me.
Brian, go for it.
Burning Man is an exercise in losing your mind.
That's exactly what I just said.
No, it isn't.
Something
it's totally different.
His head exercise in it.
He's had a lot of working out.
Yeah. You're going to work out.
Okay, my turn.
Robert.
Burning Man is... Brian, thank you.
Yeah.
Burning Man is a collection of moop and burgeons.
Hoping to ground score.
Did you just throw your voice to pretend to be Robert?
Did
it work?
Yes, it did. Good job. That's my sentence.
I've learned a lot about Burning Man.
Really?
And yet nothing.
So
and yet nothing.
I'll never go. I'm so afraid of
you
it.
Guys have got to go.
No.
Karen Foley,
give us... I need to go.
First of all, thank you for putting this quiz together and giving us a little insight of what this is.
Thank you for making me incredibly frustrated and feel less than.
You are welcome.
And since I won, I got the most correct. Do I win a trip?
To Burning Man. Yippee.
Yay.
With your friends Greg and Brian.
No.
Robert has been talking about going.
A lot.
You guys need to go. It's a really, really amazing experience.
Give us a real authentic pitch of why we should go.
Why should we go?
Well, it is a great exercise in letting go, first of all.
Okay.
So
why? Because you want to tear your skin off most of the time?
It's a huge adjustment in the beginning because you don't have any of the comforts of your regular life. Mm. So letting go of all that is really difficult, but once you do, it's so much fun. It's really, really fun. It's a great sense of community there. Everyone is extremely warm and loving and generous. There's so many different types of things to do for different types of people. So
I heard that heavily depends on the group that you go with. And
it does. You want to make sure you go with really, really close friends that you totally trust and, you know, that you go with a good team of people.
Well, that rules out Greg and Brian. All right, well.
You guys should find some friends.
Now, I do have one last question, though, and I specifically think about this for Robert. There is a stigmata that you go to Burning Man mostly to just be on hallucinogenics the whole time.
Mm-hmm.
Robert doesn't really do a lot.
Oh, you don't have to do any. No, you don't need anything. Because
you're
there
the whole time.
Is it just
kind of a bummer, though? If you're not on drugs, you're just kind of bummed out.
Okay.
And will Robert?
There's so much to do. There's such a variety of people and things. There's the families that go to Burning Man.
Are the kids on hallucinogenic drugs?
Do they bury the kids in the ground until the last day and then they pull them back out?
They set them on fire.
Oh, yes, they put them on fire.
I know it.
That's the Burning Baby Camp.
Well,
Karen Foreman, thank you for joining us.
Thanks for having me.
Oh, Karen.
I love you guys.
I love you. Hey, sorry for being so hard on you during the show. It was more I was just being hard on myself.
I didn't feel like I was being beaten up by anybody on the show.
Will you come back and hang out with us?
No, I won't, but I really enjoyed myself.
Oh, I'm sorry, you probably didn't hear me. Would you come back and join?
Hell yeah! Okay.
Yeah! We succeeded! Yay!
Well, on behalf of Robert Scheid and Gregory Hoyt, I am Brian Gerard. Thank you to our special guest, Karen Foreman, and the Burning Man quiz.
Burning Man expert, Karen Foreman, for President of the United States of America. Ready! Aim! Fire! Light the babies on fire! Burn those $100 bills!
They won't light, sir!
Use the butane torch in the Oval Office!
Light the temple! It's so eerily quiet!
Sorry. I put a prayer for... for happiness and work.
Shh.
And with the Shy Joe.
Yay.
Yeah.